Gaps in healthcare access for vulnerable populations are closing around the globe. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chelsea Kevland, assistant professor of anthropology at Dartmouth College, examines how climate change could bust them back open.
Globally, we are witnessing dramatic gains in healthcare. Yet climate change and climate-related disasters threaten to undermine these gains, especially in low- and middle-income settings. Our research and work in Haiti have illustrated the vulnerability gap posed by climate change, even at a time when gaps in healthcare access are closing. The toll of Hurricane Matthew in 2016 underscores the problem. Poor infrastructure, proximity to coastal areas, and lack of disaster preparedness left thousands vulnerable to death and injury. The storm triggered spikes in cholera and other waterborne diseases, especially diarrhea, the second leading cause of death among children. An estimated 800,000 people suffered food shortages as the storm decimated fishing and farming villages. Over the long term, such environmental destruction has exacerbated the population's dependency on nutrition-poor processed foods, which are contributing to rising rates of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes, mirroring patterns across the developing world. Haiti teaches us that our own health is not bound up simply in the present decisions we make about healthcare systems, but rather more broadly situated in the changing natural environment. Debates about healthcare tend to center on attempts to limit or expand access to care. The unraveling of environmental protections and withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord have received less attention. The case of Haiti highlights the need to reframe environmental policy as health policy.
That was Chelsea Kevland of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.